Everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are getting into a spoiler heavy issue of, well, episode, sorry, issue of Transformers number 19 by Skybound. And I'm here with Boo the Excellent Underground.com.
Howdy.
Hey. And man, I'm excited for this. I was thinking the other day, like, it's been a while since we had a Transformers issue, but here we go.
Right.
I got the email this morning from my local comic shop. Support your local comic shop people. And it was awesome. I'm like, yes, this is to look forward to today. And also, apparently it's a new story arc.
Yeah.
What it said.
They said the last time it ended the story arc, so this one is starting a new cycle.
Which is awesome. And dude, the cover's awesome. With Megatron ripping apart Sharkgons.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Luckily, I don't. I'm sure there's some other cool covers out there, alternate covers or chase covers. This one's good. I'm happy here.
Oh yeah. Well, in the back of the comic, it shows some of the other ones. I
Okay.
think I like cover B the best.
You would.
Yeah.
Well, this is cover A, right?
Yeah, you got cover A. If you're showing Megatron like tossing a Sharkticon in the air, standing on a bunch of them.
Ripping him in half.
Yeah. Cover B has Megatron like in a swarm of Sharkticons, but you're looking from inside a Sharkticon's mouth, so it's ringed with teeth on the top and bottom.
Well, I better have to find that now. Great.
Yeah.
So, in case everyone missed the opening to this is a spoiler-heavy episode. So, if you haven't gotten the comic, bookmark us and come back to us later. But definitely give us a listen.
Yeah, the Skybound Transformers number 19.
Yes. Just came out today on April 9th. So, anyways. The way the last issue ended with Megatron with using Laserbeak as his eyes and that whole thing, it was very heavy and like especially with the Autobots. So
Right.
this was something I did not expect for this next issue. So I'm pretty excited about this. So it starts off.
Yeah, it's a flashback issue.
It is, but I'm kind of curious when this all happened because now hopefully we get a little answer to that.
Yeah.
And also brings in some other important things and the antithesis of the Matrix. We'll get into that. The first trial. So he gets basically kidnapped off of Cybertron and
Moonbase One.
Moonbase 1, that's right. So he's
Yeah.
kidnapped off Moonbase 1 and we recognize exactly who these people are, the Quintessons. That is a Quintesson scientist? No. That's
No,
the Vigilant.
prosecutor.
Prosecutor. Yes, sorry. I know what the scientist looks like. Yeah, so he's basically gloating in front of him, saying, "You've been given a chance at true glory, true power." So I don't know. There's a lot of questions I have in this issue, so I'm like as we go through this, it'd be kind of fun to check it out. So what's his name? Desmier?
Desimir, yeah.
Desmier, yeah.
Not Desi Arnaz, Desimir.
Oh well, and I can't even imagine Lucy involved in this. So we have a couple of the
Lucy's the
Alicons.
master. It's
True, we never see the master. I have a kind of funny feeling I know who the master is.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's standing there with a couple of three like Alicons and there are spears and stuff.
Yeah, like the guards and stuff,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Which, by the way, I'm so glad that they came out with during Siege, the Alicon, because we always wanted one of those for
Right.
years. It's kind of dumb. I mean, yeah, it's a real simple transformer. It's really nothing great, but I mean, we always wanted one of those things, man. That's great to have it.
Oh yeah, I mean they feature pretty prominently in not just the movie but in season three,
Oh
so
yeah, and even like that was a four pack that came with Auto Trooper and oh gosh, recolored Seeker.
yeah, and it was one of the G2 trooper also.
Right, and it came with a Alicon, a recolored, actually a different weapon also, believe.
Well, he had that and he had optional head where you can make him the bailiff, which the bailiff came in the Pit of Judgment set also. Yeah, so.
Just still have this, I haven't opened it because it looks so good the way it is. I just don't
Oh
have.
yeah, it's a good display by itself.
Oh yeah, that I'm not usually one of those people who's like keep it in the box, but I kind of want to keep it in the box. It looks so good. It's a
It
diorama.
it's less stuff to dust. You just have to dust the top off of the box and you're good.
Oh God, yeah, that's not wrong. I'm just looking at everything I'm setting back up because I My wife has decided to turn the old office where I started doing the podcast into her little private office,
Oh, nice.
her little space. So she dumped everything in here. So I'm trying to put everything out. And as I shared with you this past week, the Beast Era itself is a lot bigger than I remembered.
Yeah.
Two shelves isn't going to do it. So I'm gonna be getting more shelves this week.
Well, considering the expansions on the beast stuff in the last few years.
Man, you're not wrong. And yeah, I put all my Kingdom stuff over there, so it makes sense.
I see you got Sunstreaker on display behind your head.
Well, of course I do. I'm
Yeah.
trying to redo that as more of a G1 style, G1 slash some G2 stuff or European stuff. So I'm kind of working on that. I think Daedalus or the big powered set are in and behind me, so I can everyone
Nice.
can see them, so I can let everyone know like I've got big powered. No, I'm kidding. It's one of my favorite sets. The idea of just being able to have the stuff out where I can actually get to it is kind of cool. I'm
Yeah.
looking forward to that.
Action Master Snarl is still judging you over there, though.
Oh, he's going to be by himself soon. He can judge me all he wants.
He's silently judging you. He's
He
a
can hang
loner,
out.
though, so he's actually probably happy with that.
Yeah, him and he and Action Master Starscream, wherever he's at over there, can hang out together and hate each other. So we get the same kind of attitude from Megatron as you get from the 86 movie, and like, how you can't capture me? How dare you? Hey,
Right,
how
no
dare
one
you?
summons me.
Yeah, how dare you try to capture me? The prosecutor's like, oh, we didn't try, we succeeded, and shoots him with this purplish light, and it's pretty evident what it is. It's like a dark matrix.
Yeah.
So that's all fun too. I like wonder how that's going to go eventually.
Well, you know, before they revealed that, you know, I was wondering, is that the actual Matrix? Like, how far back is this?
Yeah, and
Yeah.
it explains it as the issue goes on, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
It basically says like, I'm going to use this dark matrix to keep you in servitude. It's
Yeah, it says it's a means of control and servitude.
which when you go and look at how Unicron treated Galvatron, yeah, 100% that. So they kind of I kind of feel the same power source, with Unicron. So maybe I'm overthinking it. I don't know.
Well, that, and I mean, it's kind of colored like the dark Energon color too, so.
That too, yeah. So we'll see how that all goes. The prosecutor says, "Oh, look, save your energy. You're going to need it for your trials ahead of you." Which,
Boy, does he.
oh my, this is like Greek tragedy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sisyphus trying to push the boulder up the hill over and over and over. It's rough to watch. They were like, he's like, steel yourself, and they send out an army of Sharktacons. I love the art of this. There's a Sharktacon right up front in this lower panel. It looks angry. He's got the angry eyebrows.
Yeah.
They're really kind of cool, and they look very chaotic and very, rough. But
And Megatron looks surprised at seeing him just come pouring out at him. He's
this,
got the big eyes.
yeah. But he's also he kind of he sees it happen. He's like, "Oh no, I this isn't going to frighten me. I'm Megatron," and he starts laying waste. And so he goes from being surprised to really like he's in his element. I don't know how they're going to go into the history of Megatron in this universe, but if they do anything with the gladiatorial stuff, this is right up his alley, man.
Right.
He rips it into him, tears him apart. Even the prosecutor's like, "Hey, our master chose well. This is great." And so Megatron, not being one to lay down, starts shooting at the platform that they're all staying on, and Alicon gets knocked down.
Oh yeah, he shoots him off of the platform. And
He shoots through the platform, and that's the Alicon comes off.
yeah, and then he gets eaten by the Sharktacons.
So we know how that food chain goes.
Yeah. Basically, nobody goes down there by the
No.
Sharktacons.
And he's
They're
Megatron's like,
bitey.
yeah, they are. Megatron's like, come down and fight me. And as a response, the prosecutor zaps him, and then he I don't know, he just starts ripping it. Well, Sharktacon kind of grabs his arm, he rip throws it down, blast, shoots through it. He's just being like brutal at this point. And then there's the next part of the trial where everything opens up. There's like this is like a magma pool below it. He's on this little platform by himself. And then what was it? He still tries to, to resist. He transforms into a tank and shoots at the platform again, knocks down another Alcon. And the prosecutor's like, you could do so much more like me. So he's saying, like, if you stick with this, you're going to attain the power that I have. And
It's
then
almost like a quintesson Squid Game.
it
They
kind of
keep
is, yeah.
stepping it up. And it's kind of funny that they have tentacles too, like squids.
Yeah. And then the last part of the trial is Mecha No Core.
No, Mechanocore.
Mechanicore. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mechanicore. It looks like a big metal, like silverish looking dragon thing with
Yeah,
dark
it's definitely
armor.
like a big robot dragon
Yeah.
form that went around was it Dezimir?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
But
these pieces
he.
locked in around him, and he was a big metal dragon.
Yeah. And he's full on, dark energon energy coming out of it too.
Yeah.
So, and then he crushes Megatron down, and they do it again. He
And he
wakes up.
stomps him, and Megatron just has like a skull jack-o'-lantern looking face after he got crushed.
He does. It's pretty rad looking.
Pieces are kind of stuck to his foot. It's like he squished a bug. And Megatron was the bug.
Yeah. And then second trial.
Yeah, Megatron wakes up in a cell. Like he's whole again,
Yeah.
and he looks surprised that he woke up.
This actually this whole scenario actually reminds me a lot of one of my favorite of the Hellraiser movies, and it wasn't very well received because the later movies went straight to video. I believe it was five. It was called Inferno. And it kind of gives you an idea of more what like hell is like, repeating the same thing over and over again. And like, you're repeating the same day that things changed or things went wrong for you. And the idea that that's what your hell actually is. And
Right.
this is kind of like what he's doing. He's repeating, he's it's like Groundhog Day, but he's repeating the same brutal fight and the torture that Dezimir puts him through.
Live, die, repeat.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually that's a good did you ever see that movie?
I haven't watched it. I know about it, though.
Yeah, I actually not to sound weeby, but when I years ago I re actually read the manga of that Live, Die, Repeat. And it's really good. It's really dark. The movie's a little more polished and stuff because manga stuff, but it's pretty brutal. And yeah, this is kind of what's happening. He's doing the same day over and over again until he gets it right.
Yeah, it's very hellish. I mean, especially the
Yeah.
way Dezimir keeps showing up as like his tormentor.
Oh yeah, with that glowing purple energy, that dark energon color in
Oh
his chest.
yeah, and it
And
looks like he's got a robe on. Even
yep.
he, honestly, he looks a little bit like Lucifer from the original Battlestar Galactica, the Cylon with the two
I could
eyes
see
and wore the
that.
robe. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, he does look very, he looks very domineering. He looks okay, and not to draw too many parallels or anything like that, but in a way he kind of does have that sort of hulking presence that, let's say, the Cenobites from Hellraiser would have. He's just there. He's there torturing. He's there trying to teach a lesson and enjoying every bit of it. So
Right.
he is the right there. He is being, I wouldn't say the prosecutor. He's almost being he's being the Marquis de Sade,
Yeah,
as it
he's
were.
not a regular prosecutor. He's that prosecutor build, but he is not your
No.
normal quintesson prosecutor.
Yeah, he's loving it all, the sadism, like I said, Marquis de Sade. He's loving the sadism of this. He wants to torture Megatron to see how far he can push him.
There's almost like the kung fu training montage feel to this too. Like,
Yeah.
Grasshopper has to train himself and you watch him fail over and over again. Yeah.
That exactly. And he second trial he gets overwhelmed by Shardicons and he just reaches back and throws off this boom of energy and starts shooting it all, and we're back to was it Mecha
Yeah, Mechanocore.
Mechanicore. Yeah, Mechanicore. I'll get that eventually. And once again Mechanicore goes and beats him up again, and he wakes up again, third trial, and again, And again, and Mechanicors is ripping him in half, snapping him in pieces, and it shows him waking up on the floor with the 10th trial and the 300th trial, the
Oh
400th
yeah, he
trial.
breaks him with his tail, he stomps
Oh.
on him, he grabs him, crushes him, like he kills him like in every possible way to die.
Yeah, again and again and again. There's his heads like falling to the floor, and the last one, the surprised eyes. And Megatron's like, please, please, every time it's the same nightmare, this hell. In the 500th trial, and he Megatron has actually gone down on his knees and asking, he's pleading, please, I can't go on. And there's the energy of that dark Energon matrix. So this is, yeah, this is really like some horrible pocket dimension of hell, some dimension of hell that he's being put in through.
Well, and again, like the Karate Kid is, learning to paint the fence and, wax on, wax off, but he's learning something else, but he doesn't realize it. And that's what Dezemir says here. He lets him know this is a lesson. It's not just a trial.
He is a
It's a
lesson.
lesson. They're trying to teach him something.
Yeah,
And Dezemir has some massive tentacles, by the way. These
he
aren't like your
does.
regular Quinnison tentacles. He's like more tentacle than Quinnison.
Yeah, he's a little girthy on the tentacles. He basically they want to show Megatron how truly small he really is.
They're trying to humble him.
Yeah,
And
and
that's not an
humble.
easy thing to do with Megatron. So.
No. They push Megatron to the edge, and he's like, Megatron's still defiant. He's like, I'm not small. He's made he, like he like Dezemir starts kind of like poking at him, like, since the dawning of your creation, you've been unable to save your warriors, unable to save your planet. And
That's the one that really hurts him too.
yeah. And this is one of the things I really like about the idea of Megatron. I always really like his character, his original write-up, Peace Through Tyranny. I feel like he wants to make things good, but his way is not necessarily the way like we would think it's good. But he almost like he wants the order, he wants the peace, he wants to be able to control everything and have that as a good, peaceful society and save the planet, save the race. Unfortunately, there's others who believe in this thing called freedom. And so yeah, there's
Right. Well, it's
that.
like he doesn't trust anyone else to do it.
No.
But even like in the Sunbow cartoon, it was apparent that there was one thing that Megatron loved, and it was Cybertron.
Yeah.
He loved Cybertron, and he wanted to do anything he could to help it and save it. And he wasn't going to let anyone stand in his way of doing it.
That's actually really neat and saying it that way, because you really think about and this is a much maligned series also, Beast Machines. Megatron, Beast Wars Megatron, or actually Beast Machines Megatron, he took the spark of Megatron, the original Megatron, into him, and so he kind of became different. And so when he goes back to Cybertron, he's trying to save Cybertron by creating order, by taking out all the chaos elements and trying to make things, he thinks he's doing the right thing to save the planet, save them as a people. So, in a way, it's not really that different.
Yeah, it's not far off.
If they'd stayed with that, it would have been awesome. But once again, he's beaten up, he's beaten down, he's basically told he's nothing.
Yeah, and Mechanicor just keeps killing him.
Yep, you're nothing until this trial is over. But wait, there's this voice from above. Stop. And
This one's in purple, also.
yeah, and he's you hear this like this there's like this onomatopoeia of Zwie, like this whole thing's kind of falling back, the trial area. And the pro yeah, the well they say Dezemir is like, hey, my master's come, he's declared your trial's finished, and Megatron is like trying to pull himself off the ground. He can't quite do it. And that's when Dezemir explains to him what the thing in his chest is. Like, that's allowed them to enslave him. It's like the Matrix has a dark equal that is
It's the dark
it's
equal to the one wielded by the
the prime.
prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it's like there must be an opposing force. There must be a yin to the yang, which I like that idea actually.
Yeah.
And really, when you go into the original comic, I mean, that was the whole thing with Unicron and Primus. They fought each other for eons, And the only way that fighting ended is when Primus tricked him and Unicron to become a planet.
Yeah, it was very dualistic.
Which I like that. The idea of things keeping each other in balance.
Yeah.
And the he kind of explains to me, like, through us you will use the force of the Dark Matrix. And he gets hit by all this light, and he looks like he's being, I would say it's almost like the thing where Megatron is turned into Galvatron, but it's not quite that. He's being like kind of metamorphized in this ball of light. And he tells Desmere tells him that he'll now have a third form, more deadly power than what you have now.
And when you see the ball of light, if you look at the edges, it's actually like he's being sucked into the dark matrix, is the
Kind
way
of looks
the,
like it, yeah.
yeah.
I can see that. So, yeah, Desmere continues on, like, a form that will allow you to assert control over whomever uses you. And you look down, there's the gun, the little tank tread gun, which I think is kind of goofy, but at least it was a way to have a gun in there.
Right, it's a weird like Cybertronian gun type
Yeah.
thing, but we've seen this before in Starscream's backstory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting. I can't wait to come across it. Well, and there's a callback to that at the end here. So
Yeah.
the master tells Desmond to pick him up, and he's like, "Master?" He knows what it means. Like, pick him up and use him.
Yeah, well, he says that anyone that wields him will Megatron will have control over them.
Yep. He
Yeah.
must know what it feels like to have a spark under his heel.
So this establishes that Quintessons have sparks.
Yep. Which I kind of can't see how the, I can't wait to see how this plays out. And so kind of it gives a different, a darker aspect to Megatron being wielded by someone else. Because you can always kind of think in the original cartoon, whenever someone's shooting Megatron's kind of like at his mercy because someone's shooting him. This makes it not so much.
Yeah, you'd
And
have to have a real force of will to use him against his own troops.
So he picks him up, and Desmere starts losing it, and like Megatron's like yes. Yeah. And he completely controls Desmere's body. And there's this great, like, kind of back forth, and he's like, "How does it feel to be a slave now that the tables have turned?" And Desmere is forced to aim, and he's like, "Please, please, please." And Megatron and gives it right back to him, says, "Do not beg, Desimir. It is unbecoming." I love that.
And he makes Desimir blast Mechanicore like in half, basically.
Yeah, he fires him out. That I love the idea, like, do not beg, it is unbecoming.
And it really shows how much firepower he's gained with this new form.
And it ends here, at the kind of callback we were talking about. He repeats, like, this was not only a trial, it was a lesson. When you first came to me, you were nothing but no more. With this new power, you can finally take control. You can finally lead Cybertron to a new and glorious dawn, like you were always meant to do. So
Yeah.
this kind of gives also like a like an idea of what the Quintessons are doing. It's
Oh
almost
yeah.
they're trying to make him their agent.
And when he reappears on, I guess, Moonbase One, he's in front of Shockwave and Soundwave. Yeah. And then the last panel shows him being wielded by Starscream.
And Starscream, you can see him as he's gritting his teeth, like he's being controlled. So, we have
Yeah.
that the idea of him. You know what holding Megatron means.
Right. And it shows maybe why there's so much rebellion against him in Starscream.
Yeah, man,
Makes you wonder what he did to tick off Astro Train too, so.
yeah, you're not wrong. Oh man, so yeah, hopefully, I guess I'm sure it will be revealed in their own kind of way. Oh, I'm looking at that cover B. That's great.
Yeah, see, that looks cool.
Oh, it does. Cover D looks pretty good too, and cover, I guess, F. I like all of them. They're all great, so.
Oh yeah, all these are great covers.
Yeah. Awesome. I
I'm
can
sure there's
yeah.
all kinds of secret covers out there somewhere, like
Reprint number
exclusives.
three. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like looking forward to the cover of number 20. That looks fantastic. I think it's gonna be a nice reckoning to Starscream. So we shall
Yeah,
see.
number 20 is showing. It's got some a little spoilery there for the next issue.
Oh yeah, by the way, and we're not sponsoring anyone by anything like by them, but Skybound has a Kickstarter now that Simon Furman is kind of promoting. So yeah, because he's doing, I want to get in there. It's like a compendium of all the other stuff that's come before, all the original like the G1 Marvel stuff, I think the UK stuff, all of it. So that's kind of cool. They did a Kickstarter. They've already blown away the Kickstarter goal. I think they were over a
Like the
million.
first day, yeah.
Yeah, they were over a million the first day. I think their goal was like 40,000. So, it's going to go on for another 20 or so days. So make sure you definitely get in there, and I'm sure it's going to be a really nice set. So
Yeah,
definitely.
that'd be great to have.
Oh yeah, it looks nice. Just to sit on a shelf. God knows I don't need another copy of a lot of the comics, but it looks that nice. Why not?
Well, it's nice to have newer reprints of them just because the old ones get so delicate.
Yeah, and also the reprints aren't always good or accurate. Like we're gonna find out the next issue of the Marvel UK stuff.
Oh yeah, and that's always fun too to see, you know, if they get something wrong or they try to correct something.
Or when the IDW book reprints and is wrong, all the kind of fun stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, I was saying they make new mistakes trying to correct the old ones.
Yeah, they do.
So
Sorry.
that's more fun for us.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I'm and I'll give Neil Yontov a lot more grace as I do. So yeah. Anyways, guys, this has been the spoiler for number 19. I'm gonna get this out as soon as possible. Probably not tonight. Probably tomorrow. So hopefully, if you get a chance to go to your local comic shop, pick it up. My comic shop here is Almost Anything, which is it's perfect name for it. They've got figures in there. They've got old Nintendo games. They've got all kinds of stuff in their records in there. And then they usually have a mannequin in there with some superhero get up on it. Anyways, and a big like knife fish in an aquarium. They have
Really?
Almost Anything in there. Yeah, it's really cool looking. It's they apparently they were trying to clean the tank. And he had to drain it. And he's down there at the bottom, just like hating life. It's a pretty big tank. So yeah, it's a cool little shop. I like it. And they're always awesome to me because they're like they get to geek out about Transformers with me because I guess we're old now.
Yes, we are.
Oh, great.
I think I was born old.
I think you were actually. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think you've always been gray.
Yeah.
I think yeah, the first time I saw you, yeah, okay, you're old. Good job. All right,
Eternally dying. This
All right, everyone.
is my trial and lesson.
Do repeat.
Yes.
All right, guys. We're gonna get this going and get this out there to you. So make sure you pick up an issue of this. It's a fantastic book. It's nice. Like I said, support Skybound, support your local comic shop, and support us. Give us a like, give us a follow, tell your friends about it, tell your dad about it. He probably knows only Transformers better than you do. Maybe not. I don't know. And then tell your kids. We'll keep it PG, I promise. Except on the Patreon, eventually we'll get there. So thank you all for being
Haha.
here, and I appreciate your support, and appreciate you being here, Boo. And
Oh yeah, always.
I'll let you take us out, man.
Bye.
More Than Mises, guys, is performed by Evan Johns and Ed Strickland with Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com. Research is also done by Evan Johns, Ed Strickland, and Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com. All used images are property of Hasbro, Sunbow, Paramount, and/or Marvel. And without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to you being here every week.